Swagger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. We've got intern Nathan Forlina in with us today. It's baseball week, Nathan. I came up with this to have some good, fun baseball discussions in July. This is always a very slow time of year. How's your week going so far, man?
It's going good. I mean, just living life, so can't complain.
It's hot out there. You get out there and you play some hoops, get out and play some golf. You do any of that stuff?
I've been swimming recently. I haven't been playing hoops. It's a little too hot for that, but
you know, I wanted to go play golf today with my son just to go out to like the par three course. It's just too damn hot, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, it's only 9 holes, but no, I don't. It's gonna be 95 degrees. We'll wait for it to cool down a little bit because it's brutal out there.
Yeah, if you want to go play 9 holes, you probably got to go at 8 a.m. whenever it's not in the middle of the desert, it feels like out here.
I agree. That's a great idea. 946-0435, that's our number if you'd like to join us. Got a good, fun, kind of easy baseball question for you today to start off with. We'll have some others a little bit later on. A simple question. Who's your all-time favorite baseball player? 946-0435. Who's your all-time favorite baseball player? It can be any era, this era, 80s, 90s, previous. If you're an old timer, you want to go back to the 70s or 60s or whatever. You got to tell me why, though. What the person meant to you, you know, was it just growing up listening to him on the radio, like maybe you did with Clemente, or early on in your life, you got to watch Stargell or somebody like that a good bit on TV or what have you. 946-0435. What do you got, man? You're a young guy. So I'm guessing you're not going to go Joe DiMaggio or Ted Williams or somebody like that.
Not going that far back. So I have a list of 5 players that I think are that I always loved. I saw one of these players play. The other 4 were in the 80s and 90s primarily, some of the 2000s.
All right, so let's go start with the one that meant the most to you, maybe the one you watched play.
So the one I watched play that I think is my favorite player is probably Mike Trout, because I think Mike Trout is the most underappreciated player of all time. I think people don't realize how good he is. I think just tools-wise, he's a top 5 player in MLB history. I think he will end his career there. He's a no-doubt Hall of Famer. I know he's been injury-riddled recently, but he is a generational player. He's the best player that has ever played in my lifetime, hands down.
I love that you mentioned that so we can have that discussion right off the bat about WAR, wins above replacement. Now, I will be perfectly honest with you. I have watched Mike Trout play very little in my life because he plays on the West Coast. I've seen him play 50 times maybe, you know, a couple innings here and there, some at-bats here and there. I'm not watching full games that start at 9 o'clock in California and end after midnight here. So and when you mention underrated, I think that's where it comes from right there, most of our country lives on the East Coast. Even though Mike Trout has put up all these incredible numbers, I don't know that people have been watching him play a ton throughout his career. Would you agree with that?
Not at all. I guarantee you 90% of the people, they even watch baseball, couldn't tell you what number Mike Trout wears.
Yeah.
27. I bet you 90% of people could not tell you that because they haven't seen him play very often.
He is awesome, and the numbers have been phenomenal. The question then becomes Mike Trout, .299 career average, 378 home. He's 32 years old. He started off, he was an amazing base dealer. Doesn't do that anymore. 1,648 hits. So he's got, you know, hopefully he gets healthy because is he playing right now or is he on the injury list right now?
I think he's coming off the injury. Yeah. Probably after the All-Star break, we'll see him at some point.
So the WAR discussion is, I think the first person here wanted to talk Mike Trout. We got Mike and Tyrone. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, Corey, it's going well, except for I turn on the radio and I hear someone say, Mike Trout is underrated, and it's the most outrageous thing I've heard in my life.
Well, I would say, let me just say this, maybe from the standpoint that people haven't watched him play. Would you agree with that or no?
this guy is the most overrated player in the history of baseball. I am a fan of the AL West. Me and Scott Franco at the Altoona Mirror. I like the A's. He likes the Rangers. Every year we hear the Angels are going to win the West. Uh-huh. They're the best team ever. They have Mike Trout. Every year this guy is a disappointment. It's hurt. He's not there for his team. He's done nothing to help the Angels get better, even when they had Shohei Ohtani. This guy has one career postseason hit and has never won a postseason game. How is that guy even a Hall of Famer?
So,
he's never even won a postseason game.
Here's the discussion. Here's the discussion. His career WAR. So we're going to have this, and I was just about to get into this, so I'm glad you brought this up. Because Mike Trout is the WAR baby. It's 86.1. His career WAR is already a Hall of Fame number, and he'll add to that over time because he's still 32 years old. So where do you stand on the WAR figure? Because that is where the baseball statisticians will slobber all over each other, falling in love with Mike Trout.
Saying the Angels are the worst team in the history of baseball the last 10 years, because that's the only way that they could have been better because of Mike Trout, because they've been to the bottom league with him as a player. So if he has really caused all these wins above replacement, the Angels have been one of the worst teams ever in baseball.
Okay. What do you think, Nathan, about the WAR component versus team success and playoff success?
I think WAR is the one statistic it doesn't matter what team you play for. Wins above replacement is how much you contribute to your team. And Mike Trout being 51, I think, all time, still active, he's only, I think, 45 wins above replacement. So basically, in his eyes, 6-7 years in his career from being in the top 10 all time. Because Honus Wagner sits
in terms of WAR.
In terms of WAR,
okay.
131.
But that's the discussion, is WAR, what is it good for? Look, I've got Trout's career numbers up. He's led the league in a bunch of times in categories like runs, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, OPS+. Never has had a batting title. He's never led the league in home runs. He's never led the league in RBIs. So this is why this is such a great discussion, because it's the individual and the statistical versus the team success. Mike, you're talking about team success.
I just want to say I've seen at least 10 games where Mike Trout has come up with a chance to win the game against the A's and failed. So those games, his WAR didn't come through. I honestly can't remember Mike Trout ever hitting a game-winning hit against the A's. And we play them 19 times a year. And this is a guy I do not fear in their lineup at all, because he gets singles with nobody on, and he gets on base and someone hits into a double play behind him. I mean, he's like just a guy. I mean, people think he's great haven't seen him play. People who have seen him play, that watch him play these West Coast games, are like, you know, this guy's a good player. I mean, he's going to make the Hall of Fame because of this WAR stuff, but he shouldn't. He hasn't done anything to make himself into one of the – he's done nothing to impact Angels or team winning games.
Answer this for me, because –
I don't care about this.
Answer this for me, because I wasn't watching a lot of these games when they had Pujols and obviously then Ohtani. The Angels were still bad. They had, you know, quite possibly two of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time with Pujols and Mike Trout. And they were never – did they ever make the playoffs with either one of them? I know Pujols' contract was enormous. So what was so bad about those teams? Why were they so bad
They made the playoffs one time and got swept by the Royals.
Why did they have
– one hit.
Was it the pitching? Why was their team never good enough in that division?
The division's been good, first of all. The Rangers just won a World Series. The A's have been very good. Mariners have been pretty good. Yes, their pitching has not been great. If the guy's so great, and you would think that you could put a team on your back. The A's have had several players, not household names, that have carried a team with no role offs full times. Trout can't get the Angels to the playoff.
Thanks, buddy. Good stuff. By the way, who is your all-time favorite player?
Probably have to say Ricky Henderson.
Ricky!
It's a good pick.
How much did you get to see Ricky with the A's? How enjoyable was that?
He came back a few times. I didn't see him too much in his first run, but when he came back and played for them, I saw him, and then I followed his career.
Ricky's the greatest, says Ricky.
Give a shout out to Rajay Davis, though, too. I really liked him.
I love it. Good stuff, man. Thanks, buddy. I knew he was going to throw out the Rajay Davis in there, the former Curve guy who went over to the A's. Jerry in Bellwood, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. My favorite player was Cal Ripken.
All right.
Not only did he have the streak, but he had the streak playing most of the games, one of the hardest positions physically. And he won 2 gold gloves playing in that position.
Is that him? He won more than that, didn't he? Did he really only win two?
I think so.
Surprising. If you had, I would have thought he would have won 5 or 6. Maybe I'm just misremembering, because I thought he was a really, really high level. I'm going to look it up here real quick.
Yeah, 2 gold gloves.
That's it, just 2. That's surprising. I mean, the bottom line was he was still a tremendous shortstop. And your point is he's playing the most, demanding position on the field besides catcher, and to still play 2,600 consecutive games.
Yeah, and, and he came through sometimes in the big moments that it's like he just thrived on the pressure. I remember that All-Star game and he came up to bat, hit home. I think he hit 2 home runs. Anyway, it was a great game. And he was just to me, he's the embodiment of what an athlete should be when it comes to, I don't know about his personal life, but, as an athlete, given everything he has, not making excuses. He played with a lot of injuries, too. And, a lot of people would say things like, well, you got to take a day off. You're hurting your team. He never hurt his team playing, I know he had bad games, it's baseball, but so he was my favorite. A couple other favorites that I had were Hank Aaron, because I just thought him beating Babe Ruth's record, just being as consistent as he was over the years, he never hit a ton of home runs in any one season. I think he might have hit in the 40s a couple times, but that was about it. And my favorite pitcher is Nolan Ryan. I used to really enjoy some of the feats that Nolan Ryan pulled off.
I loved watching when I first got like WTBS in the 80s and being able to watch Nolan Ryan. Like you're just because the Astros had those bright orange and yellow and white jerseys the striped jerseys. Anytime the Astros were on TV and Nolan Ryan was pitching, I loved watching that stuff.
Yeah, he had 7 no hitters. I mean, that's incredible.
Thanks, bud.
No hitters.
Good stuff,
hey,
Jerry.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah, go ahead,
man. Can I ask you one other? What? Can you explain WAR to me?
Okay, let's do this because that's the discussion. I'm going to take a break. Right. We're going to get into what WAR is and what it's good for. Let's do that because that's a lengthy discussion. We'll do it after the break.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
So you need a good, reliable vehicle, but let's face it, the economy's not great. Gas and grocery prices are sky high. Bottom line is the price. So what do? You go to J&P Auto Mart. The folks at J&P Auto Mart know how you feel. That's why they want to give you the lowest prices possible. The bottom line price on a good used car or truck. Shop online at jnpautomart.com or come in and see the inventory in person. Ask about financing too. Good vehicles at the lowest possible prices. J&P Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Altoona.
If you're a customer of Davison Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davison Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davison Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davison Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville. Davison Snacks Outlet.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
At Shoofly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoofly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoofly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoofly's fit specialists, visit their website, ShoeflyStores.com. Shoofly. Your feet will thank you.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
All righty, welcome back. Now we're going to get into it here. Now we're going to get into the war discussion, how you evaluate a player based on individual performance and comparing that player to other players, both current and in the past. All right, 946-0435. So Nathan, you ready for this? This is always a good, fun discussion. What is the average age of Major League Baseball fan, do you know, that watches on TV?
58.
Yeah, that's about right. I think it's about 56. Okay. If you're 56 and you're a baseball fan, what numbers did you grow up thinking were important in baseball?
Batting average and wins probably are the two primary ones, I would assume.
Wins, you mean for a pitcher?
Wins for a pitcher, yep.
Okay. Batting average, home runs, and RBIs were for the RBIs for a long, long time were an unbelievably important statistic. That's not the case really at all anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't value the RBI anymore. They tell you that's the statisticians will tell you that's a team figure. So Jerry called and asked, "What is WAR?" WAR is a statistical attempt to compare every player of all time based on a series of statistics. Now, if I tell you what is 2 plus 2?
4.
Okay. Here's one of the issues with war. I think there's still three different variants of war, and you can look this up while we're. It's the Baseball Reference is one. The Fangraphs method is another, and there is still another. Now, 2 plus 2 is 4, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Well, Baseball Reference comes upon war by a series of statistics and how they relate, and they come up with a final number. That's what Baseball Reference does. Fangraphs uses a very similar type, but there's slight differences. There are differences in the variations of the way they come up with the final number. It's not 2 plus 2. It's 4. It's 2 plus 2 minus 12 times x pi 0. I mean, it's very, very, the equation that the three folks use for war is a little different. So that confuses people. Okay, so, but just for the sake of discussion, we'll go with the Baseball Reference war. And here's why war is a controversial thing. I'm trying to look back the year here. So Miguel Cabrera back in 2000 and...
2012, I think.
2012. Miguel Cabrera, while playing for the Tigers, won the Triple Crown in the National League, in the American League. He hit 44 home runs. He had 139 RBIs, and he had a 330 batting average. Do me a favor here. Look up Miguel Cabrera's WAR in 2012, if you can, while I'm giving these numbers. Okay, so Miguel Cabrera won the Triple Crown in 2012 with 44 homers, 139 RBIs, and a 330 batting average. And Nathan will tell you his WAR here in a second. Mike Trout in 2012 had a great year. My internet here is really goofy. So Mike Trout in 2012 batted, he hit 30 home runs compared to 44 for Miguel Cabrera. He had 83 RBIs compared to 139 for Miguel Cabrera. And Mike Trout batted 326 compared to Miguel Cabrera's 330. What was Mike Trout's WAR in 2012?
And 10.
10. And what was Miguel Cabrera's WAR?
7.1. So almost threefold better.
Based on what?
That was Fangraphs.
Okay. Based on... This is the question. How do you come up with... A play. How do you give a make? If we're trying to compare players and put a number on them, this is the WAR discussion. How is it that a guy who hits 14 more homers, 40 something more RBIs, and batted 4 points higher have a lower WAR than someone else? That's the crux of the discussion of why. I mean, Mike Trout is the WAR baby. His WAR numbers have been tremendous. Now, Miguel Cabrera did win the Triple Crown that year. He won the Triple Crown. He's the first player since Carlton Fisk, I believe, in 1967 to win the – not Carlton Fisk, Cal Yastrzemski to win the Triple Crown. He did win the American League MVP. But there was a gigantic debate that year. Is it the guy with the huge WAR or is it the guy – who wins the Triple Crown, because home runs, batting average, RBIs are the statistics we're more used to looking at for older baseball fans. You see what I'm getting at?
I see where you're getting at. And that's the discussion. It's a gray area. We really don't know how to judge it because, according to WAR, Mike Trout was a better player. But
according to WAR, yes. In 2012, despite the fact that Miguel Cabrera was significantly better than him in home runs and RBIs, which are statistics we've always valued in baseball, and he was 4 points better and won the Triple Crown, Mike Trout had a higher WAR.
It's just all based on their position, probably. I mean, because center field, it might value Trout more with the WAR aspect than first base.
I'm sure he got a tremendous amount of defensive WAR. If you can look that up here real quick, because they do this as well, defensive WAR, and that is a significant component. The issue, though, is I don't – formula. Formula was the word I was looking for. I do not know the formula for war, nor do you, nor does anyone listening, because the formulas are slightly different for each of these organizations. And so the defensive war – so here's what they try to do. Now they go back in time, and they assign a war to Babe Ruth, and they assign a war to Lou Gehrig, and they assign a war to Honus Wagner. So, you got a defensive war for Trout in 2012?
This thing's hidden. I cannot find it for the life of me.
Yeah, exactly.
It is tough to
find
it out.
You'll fumble around. We can find it. We're doing this live. But you'll fumble around to try to figure this stuff out. And defensive war is a huge measure of it. How many people alive right now on this planet ever saw Honus Wagner play? Zero is probably
a fraction, very, very small.
You'd
fraction,
have to be probably like 120. 100. Probably zero. It's probably zero. Yeah. I think Honus Wagner looked, his last year might have been what, 1905?
Oh, no, he played past that.
Did he play in the teens?
Yeah, I think so. Let me look that
up. Okay,
real
we're
quick.
Still talking. He played 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Is there any video footage of Honus Wagner making a play at shortstop?
Probably not. 1917, he retired. So.
How do you give Honus Wagner a defensive war?
Good question.
Part of defensive war is range.
Mm-hmm.
Part of defensive war is being able to cover an area. This is why Mike Trout, great defensive player, he'll get a bump on defensive war because he was a great center fielder. I don't know if he even still plays center anymore, or is he just
DH? Yeah, he's still center.
So this is part of the discussion. We will assign, this is phantom to me, we will assign a defensive war to a player that no one saw play and that there's no video footage of how much ground a center fielder could cover 100 years ago. But we'll give them a number. Yeah. Based on mysterious formulas that only Neil deGrasse Tyson can figure out, the famous scientist. He's on my Facebook reel, so I see him explaining stuff all the time. Do you see what I'm getting at?
I see what you're getting at.
If we're just comparing the basic numbers, I got more home runs than you. I got more RBIs than you. I got a better batting average than you. I'm a better player than you. No, you got a better number than me. Based on what? Based on made-up statistics that people think are important that are almost impossible to describe? Now, I'm not knocking Mike Trout. I'm just saying he is the great discussion point. And people like Honus Wagner, people like Babe Ruth, people like Willie Mays will assign values to them based on a formula that the general baseball public of 56-year-old people and older don't know, can't find, and simply just don't understand.
You're exactly right. This is the thing. It's hard to compare eras. So we have to take war, I think, as that's probably the best judgment, even though we didn't see a guy like Honus Wagner play defense. I guess we can look at the box scores and try to figure it out by there. That's probably your best bet.
I know.
It's tough. It is tough.
These discussions are always fun because, again, especially when we're comparing eras, and baseball is the statistical game. We can look at Michael Jordan, what did he score, 33,000 points or
something? Somewhere in that area.
Well, LeBron's going to blow him away by 10,000 points.
Yeah, LeBron's over 40,000.
That doesn't mean that LeBron is a better player than MJ, but statistically, we kind of do this in baseball. But statistically, this is my issue. I'm 50, and I grew up with home runs, batting average, and RBIs meaning something, along with stolen bases. That meant something. How many errors you made, that meant something. Wins as a pitcher, that did mean something. A lot of these things really don't mean anything now, especially RBIs, which I'll get to in just a sec because that's a big beef of mine. But wins for a pitcher, that's almost a useless statistic now. There will come a day at some point where like some 500 pitcher will win a Cy Young, or maybe even below, mm-hmm. because they'll say, well, he's on a terrible team, and look how awesome he was, but he didn't win games because he got zero run support overall. That's how insignificant wins are.
Yeah, and that's what they should be. I mean, it's really hard to judge a great pitcher whenever their team puts up zero runs, hence the Pirates of Paul Skeens pretty much. You know, you can't – Paul Skeens isn't going to have the win-loss record, but you look at his ERA, you look at his whip, you look at all these advanced numbers.
And he does have the wins, so he's, what, 5-0, I think. So he'll at least have maybe the wins unless he starts blowing it.
But it's the Pirates. I'm not putting it past them. I'm not putting it past them.
So let's look at Jack Wilson versus Derek Jeter. Well, that's a ridiculous – that's a stupid comparison. Well, Derek Jeter had all this success and all these hits in the postseason. If he would have played for the Pirates and never got to the postseason, how would we know about Derek Jeter? Mike Trout has never gotten to the postseason. How do we fully compare Mike Trout to Reggie Jackson, Mr. October? Mike Trout is a vastly better player than Reggie Jackson, and everybody would agree with that. But Reggie Jackson is Mr. October because look what he did in the World Series and in the postseason. That's why it's very, very difficult to compare.
Yeah, that's why it's tough. And there's a reason why most of the time record books don't have postseason numbers and stuff included in them. It's because you got to be on a good team. So, you know, you could play for the Yankees and the Dodgers, you can get to the postseason every year, or you can play for the Angels and Pirates and get there once a decade.
Well, that's my beef with the RBI thing. Do you think RBIs are an important number?
I think they are. A lot of it is probably where you're hitting in the lineup as well. If you're getting people ahead of you and stuff like that, it's like leadoff hitters, RBIs may not matter as much.
Correct.
So if you have Trout in the two hole, he's not getting all these RBIs. That makes sense why. But if you had him in the four and he wasn't producing nearly the amount as a cleanup hitter should, then maybe you should be a little bit worried, even though he's on not a great team. But
it's hard to. Such a great discussion. To have a lot of RBIs, you need other people to be on base for you, and you can't control any of that. That is the basis for the demeaning of the RBI statistic as an individual.
Same with wins for pitchers.
Correct. Because the RBI total, you could hit 150 home runs in a season and legitimately, in a weird world, end up with 150 RBIs. You could hit 30 home runs in a season and end up with 200 RBIs if every time you come up, all of your teammates have done a good job of getting on base. That's the theoretical of it all. But what bothers me is people have devalued RBIs so much. I still value it because it is a clutch number. It is how do you perform under pressure? Okay, fine. Your teammates are on base. You still have to drive them in. Batting average with runners in scoring position has always been a huge thing for me.
That's an important stat, I think.
Runners in scoring position with two outs batting average is an enormous statistic for me. Because if you come up every time and you have a 400 batting average with runners in scoring position, but there's only one guy in scoring position, well, now you've got 40 hits and you've got 40 RBIs. Well, I've got 60 guys in scoring position, second and third. So I've got as many hits as you, but I drove in 60 guys. Does that make me more valuable than you because I had two teammates get on in scoring position? You only had one. And that's what makes the RBI figure a highly controversial debate.
That's all baseball is, it feels like, just controversial figures with stats. It is. Because you have old people, older people.
You're right. No, you're right. It's old people who cling to, and I'm one of them. Again, I was a baseball writer for 30 years. I do still cling to batting average, home runs, and RBIs being important. Are they the most important things in the world like they were up until probably about 15 years ago? No. But you can't convince me in any universe that Mike Trout was a better, more productive player in 2012 when batting average, home runs, RBIs were significantly less than the guy who won the Triple Crown, by the way, and was the MVP in Miguel Cabrera. So that's where it's interesting to compare these types of things.
Yeah. If we're talking about all-around great players, I think the WAR is a great way to judge it. But if you're just talking about batting, then maybe statistics is the way to go.
Yeah, it's very difficult. That's why I mentioned nobody saw Babe Ruth play. How do we assign a defensive WAR to Babe Ruth? How do you assign a defensive WAR to Willie Mays? There's no video of all that stuff. Well, he covered a lot of ground. Well, how are we doing this? I mean, what are we doing here? When what happens is we're trying to find an answer. Our species, we love an answer. We love to to pinpoint something down to a very specific thing so that we can make a comparison between Mike Trout and Honus Wagner. And what I'm here to tell you is that's effing impossible. You can't do it. The statistics that are made up that you try to do it with, quite frankly, to me, before the video era, war means literally nothing to me before like the last 40 years when you actually have video. If somebody wanted to go back and chart every defensive play that Ricky Henderson ever made in the outfield, that's reasonable. You can't do that with people from the 60s and before. You just don't have the video. 70s, I guess, maybe you could kind of start to do it a little bit. So, anyway, that's the long and short of it. Jerry asked what WAR is. I wish I knew exactly, but again, the fact that the organizations that compile WAR have different formulas for doing so, even if they're just slightly different, that should tell you a little, because there's no different formula for 2 plus 2, right?
It's 2 plus 2. It's 4.
But WAR, you're going to have three different people come up and tell you how you got to 4 in a different way. Well, it's really 1.9762-5437 plus 2. Whatever the hell the digits are that I need to get to 4. That's the problem that I think modern people who don't want math on their damn tests all the time have to deal with. Nathan's taking over. We got some more baseball after this.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from the Chicago Street Course. Did you see this? The battles between Kyle Larson and Shane Van Gisbergen were incredible. SVG ultimately taking the win. Did the burnouts and, I thought I'd never say this, kicked the autographed rugby ball into the stands.
When my car would come on, I'd be attacking him, and yeah, it was just awesome fun racing with him. His car was a little better over the bumps and under braking, and he was driving very well as well, but yeah, give him the thumbs up. He was waving back, and yeah, had a blast. And then in stage two, when the yellow come out, we kind of had to pit, otherwise we'd go too far back. And I thought again we were buried a bit too deep, kind of like last year. And yeah, and then it was a bit frustrating, all the yellows coming out, but managed to make spots every restart and keep moving forward. And I had some awesome battles coming through, and pretty special to get the WeatherTech Camaro in victory lane, and it's the home of WeatherTech as well. So yeah, to represent them here, it's pretty cool.
SVG now has 3 wins on the season and leads the Xfinity Series playoff standings after leading 14 of the 50 laps on the day. Ty Gibbs was second, followed by Kyle Larson, Parker Kligerman, and Jesse Love rounds out the top 5. Quick point standings have Cole Custer leading Justin Allgaier by 38 points. Up next for the NASCAR Xfinity Series is the Tricky Triangle at Pocono. It's going down Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern on USA. This is the final lap.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Hank FM.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central. I am Nathan Felina, joined with Corey Geiger. Hopefully everybody's staying cool on this hot day. Computer says 91, so it is indeed a hot one out there. But if you need something to enjoy the hot day, you should get a J.M. Boswell's cigar. So at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA, open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, you can get yourself a Boswell's pipe. Boswell's pipes are great for any occasion, so feel free to stop out there if you're in need of one. And they're always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there's nothing like a Boswell pipe.
I like what you did there. You know, it's hot out there, but you can still stay cool with a hot cigar. That's pretty good. That's
try to innovate.
9X, absolutely, man.
All right. So before we get into the discussion, give us a call at 946-0435. We got a caller on the line.
All right, we got Bob in Altoona. What's up, Bob? How you doing, pal?
Good. How you doing, Corey?
All right, man.
Just wanted to throw out a player who's overlooked a lot of times. He was probably, if not my favorite player growing up, one of them, Frank Robinson. I have his stats here before me. 586 home runs, 1,829 career RBIs. His rookie year, he hit 38 home runs and led the league with 122 RBIs. And I don't know if you ever saw him play, but he was very adequate in the outfield running down the ball.
Frank was a monster. There's no question about it. You're talking one of the great players of all time.
A lot of people just overlook him a lot, and some people don't even know about him a lot.
Because of that era, you're talking about Mantle and Mays and even Clemente. You could ask people here, who would you rather have, Frank Robinson or Roberto Clemente? They'd all say Roberto Clemente, and that's the wrong answer. It's just easily the wrong answer. It's not remotely close between Frank Robinson and Roberto Clemente, but that's what you're saying about being underrated.
Right. And there were some other great outfielders back in that time. You're talking about, there's the Al Kaline and Carl Yastrzemski.
Yep.
I think Frank doesn't take a backseat to any of them as far as his power stats go.
Awesome. Good stuff, Bob. Thanks, Bob. Good stuff.
All right, so before we transition into a dream home run derby, because we've got the All-Star game coming up, the All-Star break, home run derby about a week away, I'm going to have Corey try to guess my other favorite players. So I came up with the top five lists. They're all from the 80s and 90s, and some of them dabbled a little bit in the 2000s. Just take a few guesses to see if you can get any of them.
This is tough. So Mike Trout was atop your list, right? We do have people calling in. So
Mike Trout's not my favorite. He's my favorite modern player. My favorite player is still on this list.
Okay. A lot of younger people will say Derek Jeter or Ken Griffey Jr.
Jr. is my one. Jeter's not on the list. Right. I think Derek Jeter is very overrated.
Yes.
But
That's kind of what I mentioned with the whole Jack Wilson thing. But a lot people love Ken Griffey Jr. So
love Ken Griffey.
All right, so
sweet swing.
Then I will go Barry Bonds. Is he on the
Barry
list?
Barry Bonds isn't on the list. He's just off.
Okay, are these superstars or are these
personal
favorites?
These are big names.
These aren't Sean Dunstan players, like my favorite player.
No,
right?
No, these are big. All of them are Hall of Famers except one because of.
So if these are 80s and 90s, I'll go with So we got Ken Griffey is one. How about Mark McGwire?
Mark McGwire's not the one. It's the other Bash brother.
Jose Canseco.
I love Jose.
Canseco is on your list.
I love Jose Canseco. I love Jose.
That's great. Okay, who else you got?
The other player, I'll give you some teams he played for. There's one pitcher, Diamondbacks, Mariners.
Randy Johnson. Yeah.
Always liked Randy Johnson. Then Rockies, Cardinals. I think he's one of the most underappreciated players of all time as well. Played the outfield, recently got in the Hall of Fame.
Larry Walker.
Larry Walker. I like Larry Walker.
It's an interesting discussion because he spent so much time in Colorado, and I think Todd Helton is going through this right now.
Yeah, Todd Helton, I think, made the Hall of Fame.
How much were his numbers
inflated
by being out in Colorado? All right, we got Clarkster on the line. What's up, dude?
Mike Trout is the Joel Embiid of the National League, or the American League.
Whoa.
You know, all the stats and everything.
Uh-huh.
But they never show up. You know, they're not showing up with wins, you know, and stuff.
Interesting. That's an interesting, because that's what Mike was saying earlier, that Mike Trout has all these numbers, but his team. But does team success matter? Nathan, does team success matter if we're trying to judge individuals?
No, I don't think so.
No, it just matters what that check is that you're signing a contract for anymore.
But it does matter with Derek Jeter. Why do you think Derek Jeter's overrated?
Because he was on those Yankees teams where the spotlight was just on him the entire time and won 5 World Series
or
whatever.
Well, that's another thing. Yes, if you take a lot of the guys that played for the Yankees in the 50s, put them on the Kansas City Royals, and Kansas City A's, you would never hear anything about them. It's the same problem that Richie Ashburn had with playing against all those center field stars that were in New York. You know, it has to do with the media and stuff. You know, it's the media centers that they get all the information out there. You know, guys even that play in the Milwaukee, even Chicago, for some reason, different things. It's just amazing. It's all about entertainment. You know, the Yankees had a lot of guys. Phil Rizzuto, if he played with the Kansas City A's, he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and that is part of the discussion. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. That's great stuff, okay. Clark. That is part of the discussion, Nathan, about, hey, are you having Embiid? Joel Embiid is great, but what are the Sixers doing in the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, if you just go out disappoint all the time, I guess, you know, maybe people think of you as a different way. Same reason people hate Mike Trout, apparently, it's because his team doesn't have success. Okay, if you put Mike Trout on the Dodgers or the Yankees, he's a World Series champion. Everybody loves Mike Trout. Nobody thinks he's overrated. So I guess it does matter, I guess, for individuals what team you're on, because if you're in a big market getting a ton of media, I mean, this might be the same reason with guys in Boston right now who, if they went outside Boston, weren't on that team, you wouldn't hear anything of them. Derek White and guys like that, you know, they might not be as big of stars as they are now if they weren't in the NBA Finals playing for such a huge market.
Can I say something, though, about, quite frankly, maybe the greatest achievement in human history?
Let me hear it.
Because it's your guy that's vastly overrated.
Jeter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any idea where I'm going with this?
I don't know. He got his legs shot off and other guys.
Jessica Alba.
Okay.
Jessica Biel. Mariah Carey. Scarlett Johansson. Vanessa Minnillo, Adriana Lima, Jordana Brewster, Tyra Banks, Minka Kelly, Hannah Davis. That is Derek Jeter's dating diamond. This might be the greatest accomplishment by any individual in the history of the world.
It's crazy that he has half the Yankees World Series rings on a diamond out there. It's wild.
He's got both Jessicas, Beal and Alba. My number one seed, look through there real quick. Who's your number one seed there? Because I have an affinity toward Minka Kelly as a big Friday Night Lights TV show fan. Who's your number one seed on that Derek Jeter dating diamond?
I mean, if we're just talking everything involved, probably Mariah Carey.
Mariah, absolutely. Have you ever seen this before?
I never saw that. Was that on ESPN? Did they air that?
Yes. Several players have this, but as you're looking through this,
it's an all-star roster.
You can tell me. You can no longer tell me Derek Jeter's overrated based on that.
I'll tell you what, the women don't think that.
He's married to Hannah Davis, I believe. I believe he's still married. All right. I sabotaged your whole thing with these calls, but go ahead.
Don't worry about it. So, Dream Home Run Derby. If you can take eight players, put them in a derby of all time. I got my list right here. I'm going to rattle them off. You let me know yours after. I got Babe Ruth in there. I got Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Ken Griffey, Mickey Mantle, Teddy Ballgame, Ted Williams. And then I got Harmon Killebrew as somebody a lot of people probably won't expect me to put in there. But I think Harmon Killebrew would give a run to anybody in this derby.
So all older guys, right?
Most of them are
no
older
Bryce
guys.
Harpers or anybody like that from the current era.
No, I try to avoid the current era because these guys did it for a long time and a lot of these guys did it in like a dead ball era too, where larger ballparks and stuff. Like if you put Harmon Killebrew in Colorado, not in the what was it 50s, 60s, Harmon Killebrew was in primarily, maybe early 70s. He's probably up there and close to 700 because he's playing in large ballparks, dead ball. You had Bob Gibson on the mound. Harmon Killebrew would have a lot more home runs if he wasn't playing the era that he played in.
So what was it? It looks like Julio Rodriguez hit 41 homers in a round last year. Vlad Guerrero had 40 in 2019. That's junior. So you wouldn't take any of the younger guys just for the sheer power because the balls are clearly more juiced now than they used to be.
I mean, maybe, because I think a lot of these guys are a little bit more athletic too and might have the stamina to do it. Maybe a guy like Babe Ruth comes up there, he can hit five or six out in a row, then he's gassed or something like that. So maybe a younger or a guy that's more in shape like the Harpers, Julio Rodriguez. I don't know how Vladdy hit 41 out and stayed with oxygen in his lungs. That's crazy. But
I know. I still go out and hit a lot of times with my kid. You know, we'll be doing BP, and you do get tired, man. You take 20 or 30 max swings, you're tired. Now, I'm an old man. I'm not in shape. But still, the point is,
you're trying to hit that ball 400 feet. You're not.
These dudes are hitting 40 home runs in what, 10 minutes, 14 minutes or whatever it is? So
4 minutes per round, I think. So I think they usually get around 27, 28, I think. I don't. It's been a while since watched the Derby.
Griffey's swing is so gorgeous. That's the one that everybody who grew up watching Ken Griffey will say that he had literally the perfect home run swing. If he'd have stayed healthy, maybe he gets to 750 or 800. Unfortunately, he ended up getting hurt a few times. But his swing is what kids, when I was growing up, used to emulate.
I try to emulate it. You know, I'm not a lefty, but I'll go up there and lefty, and I'll try to, you know, replicate Griffey's swing.
Real quick, I was telling Nathan they used to have this TV show called Home Run Derby back in the day where they'd get, like, it was a black and white TV show. They went to this other smaller field called Wrigley Field as well, and it would be these superstars of the day. Could you imagine something like that having...
in a million years nowadays.
If we could go get Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout in a one-on-one home run derby with no crowd, nobody around, you know, I want to say they might have gotten like $5,000 or $10,000 to compete in this. You know, nowadays we have these made-up golf matches where guys get $1,000,000, whatever, to go compete in a golf round.
That's what they should. They should just give them, like, I don't know, $150,000 in the offseason. Say, hey, if you want to make an extra little bit of cash for Christmas, you can spend. Guess what? Come out here, hit a couple home runs, raise some money for charity or something.
They also used to do it with horse and basketball, like in the late 70s.
I remember seeing some of those,
like,
clips.
You know, there'll be a clips of like Pete Maravich. Nobody wanted to play Pete Maravich in horse because Pistol Pete could make like any shot. But how much would people pay for a Caitlin Clark, Diana Taurasi one-on-one match, one-on-one basketball
game? I'm assuming a lot of
money.
People will love it. It'd be a must-watch, I think, in the women's basketball.
Even if you're not into the WNBA, that would be a pay-per-view. That would be a pay-per-view hit.
I say one-on-one, Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. Why not? Let's do it. Let's settle this.
It wouldn't be close. She would destroy her. Yeah. Clark would destroy her because Angel's a nice player, and she's got the WNBA double-double record. But she's not stopping Caitlin one-on-one from 30 feet, right?
Not one bit, no.
All right.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central. I am Nathan Ferlino, joined with Corey Geiger. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the show today. We talked a little bit about your favorite baseball players of all time. People ridiculed Mike Trout, which I do not agree with, but that's why sports is so great. We can have these conversations. We can discuss, you know, which players are the best of all time. If some players are overrated and all that stuff, then we even touched on Derek Jeter's dating line for a little bit.
You know what? Overrated, underrated is always a good topic. Because I would never criticize Mike Trout. I do criticize the formula behind WAR. Because, again, old-timers like me, we grew up thinking certain stats meant something. You got to show me the proof in these WAR stats.
Everything's relative. It all changes over time. Everybody's got differing opinions. Again, that's what makes sports so great. I want to thank everybody for watching the show once again. Make sure you guys tune in for the rest of the week. I'm Nathan Ferlina. Everybody take care.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.